Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today, I want to talk about something that so many of us struggle with. Chasing dreams that sometimes feel completely out of reach. You know that feeling. You've been working hard, you've been pushing, you've been sacrificing, but the results just aren't showing. And you start to wonder, is this even worth it? Or am I just fooling myself? That's what this episode's about. What it means to keep pushing even when your dreams seem impossible. Because the truth is, every person who's ever done something incredible has had to walk through that same valley of doubt, frustration, and hopelessness. Dreams are beautiful, but they're also heavy. They ask a lot of us, a lot of our time, our energy, our money, and patience. And in the middle of it all, life doesn't stop. Bills still come, responsibilities pile up, people doubt you, sometimes you doubt you. That's when the dream starts to feel impossible. It's not that you don't want it anymore. It's just that it feels too far, too unrealistic, too painful to keep chasing. But here's the truth. Impossible is just a feeling, not a fact. When we look at the people who've made it, we usually see the highlight reel, the success, the money, the recognition. What we don't see are the years of failure, rejection, and self-doubt that came before it. The author who got rejected 30 times before the book was published. That musician who played to empty bars before even filling a stadium. The entrepreneur who went broke 3 times before building a company. The road to success is littered with impossible moments. And most people quit there. The ones who didn't, that's why we know their names. There's something comfortable about quitting, because when you quit, you don't risk failing anymore. You don't risk embarrassment, judgment, or more heartbreak. But here's the thing. Quitting gives you certainty, but it takes away possibility. If you stop pushing, the dream really is gone. If you keep going, at least there's a chance. And sometimes that tiny chance is enough to keep you moving. One reason dreams feel impossible is because we expect big results fast. But real progress often looks small and slow. Writing 1 page a day, saving a few dollars at a time, practicing the skill for 20 minutes a night. It doesn't feel like much in the moment, but stacked over time, that's the difference between I'll never get there and I made it. Progress isn't always dramatic. Sometimes it's just stubborn consistency. Another thing that makes dreams feel impossible is the people around us. Family, friends, even strangers who don't understand why you're trying. They tell you to be realistic. They remind you of the risks. They laugh, they doubt, they project their fears onto you. And it hurts because you want their support. But sometimes you have to accept that not everyone is going to get it. Your dream is yours, not theirs. And you don't need their permission to chase it. Here's something nobody likes to admit. Chasing a dream will break you at times. It will exhaust you, frustrate you, and test you in ways you didn't expect. But that pain, that's the proof you're pushing beyond your comfort zone. That's the proof that you're doing something that matters. If it was easy, it wouldn't be a dream. It would just be a task. When things get hard, when the dream feels impossible, that's when your why matters most. Why did you start? What are you chasing? What does success look like for you? Not for anyone else, but for you. When you reconnect with that why, it makes impossible feel a little more possible. Because suddenly, it's not just about the grind, it's about the reason behind the grind. One way to survive the impossible moments is to celebrate small wins. Did you get a little closer? Did you learn something new? Did you take one step forward today? It may not be the big break yet, but those little victories add up. They keep you fueled when the finish line feels too far away. Please don't overlook them. They matter a lot more than you actually think. There will be days when you feel like giving up, and that's totally normal. Everyone feels that. But remember, storms don't last forever. The struggle you're in now won't always feel this heavy. Sometimes the only thing you have to do is to hold on one more day, and then another, because eventually the tide turns. You just have to take it one day at a time. Chasing a dream is not always about feeling confident or motivated. It's about continuing even when you don't. It's about stubbornness, grit, and faith that something good can come from the effort. So if you're listening to this and your dream feels impossible right now, I see you. I get it. But don't quit. Keep pushing, even if it's slow, even if it's messy, even if no one believes in you right now. Because impossible is just a word. And the people who keep pushing anyway, they're the ones who prove it wrong. Thanks for tuning in to Raw Thoughts from A. And if today is one of those days where you're ready to give up, let this be a reminder to hold on a little longer.